National Archaeological Museum of Fratta. The Archaeological Museum, inaugurated on the 21st of February 2009, exhibits the finds recovered thanks to the surface research conducted in the proto-historic settlements of the Polesine territory. The testimonies coming from the village are of considerable importance. It's a settlement dating back to a period between the 12th and 9th century BC, perhaps early 8th century, and attributable to the final phase of the Bronze Age and the early Iron Age. The period of greatest prosperity of the inhabited area is the one between the 11th and 10th centuries BC, characterized by numerous craft activities, partly linked to raw materials from Eastern and Northern Europe. The testimonies related to the working of metals are also significant. Let's just think that Fratesina is among the Italian Bronze Age sites with the highest number of fusion molds, many of which are found in this museum. We can see one of the three smelter storages here, full of deteriorated bronze objects to be recycled, in which we find brooches, knives, buttons, fragments of bronze bars, and many small shovels. There are also gold objects such as a sheet, perhaps part of a disc, and fragments of a tape. Among the other artisan activities exhibited, we find glass, ivory, and amber processing. The glass, mainly used to make beads, was produced locally. Such activity was mostly brought by traders, artisans, and prospectors coming from the eastern Mediterranean to the ancient delta of the Po River. The amber, found in different shapes, among which the so-called Tirinto type, came from the Baltic coasts and reached the artisan centre of Fratesina through the passages of the Eastern Alps and the Adige Valley, to be channeled towards peninsular Italy, Sicily, the Aegean, and the eastern Mediterranean coasts. Further evidence of the complex network of relations that makes Fratesina a real port of trade is elephant ivory. Many pieces are found half-processed, together with finished products like finely engraved combs. The urns exhibited here, coming from one of the two necropolis of Fratesina and found in Narde, are related to funerary uses. The funeral rite of incineration became commonplace in the final Bronze Age. The ashes were collected and kept inside terracotta urns, usually of biconical shape. The objects left during the burials reflect the rich local handicraft production. Numerous bronze ornaments, simple arched brooches, glass beads, amber necklaces, serpentine arched brooches, bone and horn objects.